You don't even realize it, but I just Kippo'd you. What did Will Ferrell say in that? The one movie. I'm just kind of, like, really generic today.
Yeah.
You remember that one Will Ferrell movie? What did he say?
Remember that Penn State fullback? He was white with a mustache.
Brian Milne.
Oh, we got that one, at least.
We did get it. Thank you.
I still don't know what Will Ferrell quote you're talking about, though.
I want to hear from our listeners this hour because they disappointed me. I thought for sure. I mean, every time we've thrown something, the Lante random question,
right.
Every time I throw it out there.
Well, you didn't give very many details to this one.
Come on, a big white fullback with a mustache from Penn State.
Between 1990 and 1998, somewhere in there.
Surely you could have. You know, I forgot
to
check.
Don't call me Shirley.
I forgot to check what his number was. Was it 35?
35.
Okay, sweet. All right. 35. So I was good on that. All right, so we've had a great show already, and we've got another hour to go. We led the show off with St. Thomas More head football coach Dan Hennessy. And we talked to Dan. You asked him a couple tough questions involving recruiting because a lot of people feel at a private school that is what goes on.
Well, we actually had a caller call up and say, yes. Can you ask him about how this year's recruiting class is?
Right.
And I was going to ask him anyway, just because, I mean, when you have a private school, they call them non-boundaried because they can get kids from anywhere. There's always going to be speculation that you recruit. And I brought up the point that Providence and Joliet Catholic,
right.
I don't know if these guys go to Pee Wee games and say, hey, your son should come to my
exactly.
game. But, you know, I mean, if you're a Protestant and you're going to a Catholic school for football, that's interesting.
If you're making
that life change like that. But those programs usually don't have to recruit because the football is good. So they go there to play football because they want to be part of a winning team. And is that unfair to, you know, Joliet Township or, you know, is it fair to Champaign Central or Champaign Centennial? I don't know. But, I mean, private schools, I mean, they pay tuition to go there. So I think that's their right. And, I mean, I don't know if a certain coach recruits or not. But Dan Hennessy answered it pretty well.
Yeah, he
said, we don't do that. I know some other schools that people worry about, but we don't do that.
Okay. And Dan Hennessy has been the only football coach at St. Thomas More. Not many coaches can say that.
Well, and now they're starting. I mean, he's built that program
up. Yes, he has.
And it's hard, you know, for a culture. You talk about, well, we just get the kids who come through the doors.
Right.
You know, we don't have the kids where they're in grade school. Of course, a kid might know if he's in grade school, if he's in a Catholic school, that, I am going to St. Thomas More. Maybe you know that those kids are coming. But, you know, it's different from a St. Joe Ogden where you know these kids in junior high. You know these kids in grade school, and they're going to be Spartans.
Why did you mention St. Joe?
Because we had Dick Duval.
Oh,
as well
okay. Today. That's pretty neat. How you lead into things like that. Yes, we did. I called him the legend. He said, no, I'm just the old man that coaches.
Well, when you're an old man and you've been at the same school for 24 years, it means you're doing something right. 20 straight playoffs for them. 4 runner-up finishes at states. They went to the quarterfinals last year. Though he's got a young team this year. He talked about very young team, only 10 seniors. And he said it's probably the smallest team ever. Only a handful of kids over 200 pounds.
That's unreal.
So, they can't maybe run over people.
He better hope they're quick. Hope they're quick. So what you're saying basically is that he's been there for 24 years and then I've been out of high school for 24 years.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, Jeremy. I really appreciate it. By the way, I forgot to mention that St. Thomas More does have a quarterback named Storm Jupe.
That's a pretty good name.
Storm Jupe.
Now, do you ever, when you were naming your kids, did you ever think about what you wanted to name them just for a cool sports name?
No, but I did. I think my wife and I both agreed immediately on Lucas.
Yeah.
We like that name. And I did in the back of my mind. I thought that sounds like a pretty cool sports name. You know, Lucas. But
you got to give a strong name.
Right. Listen, with the name Tay, you have to have a 2-syllable first name. It's imperative.
Right.
Now, my mom didn't catch this. She didn't catch that drift.
Right.
So she called me Lon Tay. So like Chief Illiniwek, of course, when he signed my poster when I was like 7.
One word.
He put it, Lon Tay, what's your last name? And I ran off crying and I hated my mom. I'm like, I don't like you.
And I still haven't gotten over it
to
this day.
Correct. Obviously.
Right.
Obviously.
So there's no Luke Tay. You're not naming him.
No.
You never refer to him as Luke
Tay. I do every once in a while, though. I'll go, hey, what's up, Luke? You know, and Gene will kind of give me the look.
Is it the L-U-C Luke, though, like Luke Longley?
I never thought of it that way. Yeah, it is.
There you go.
Yeah, that's a good point, because it is L-U-C-A-S. And then with Andrew, believe it or not, my dad had just passed away. That's not what for you to believe or not. But he was a huge, he was a huge fisherman, and we had kind of leaned towards Andrew. And when we looked in the Patriarch book, Andrew is the, if I get this right, is the patriarch saint of fishing. Believe it or not. So it all worked together.
Learn something new every day.
You do. How about that? But I call Andrew once in a while Drew.
All right.
Like, I'll give the old name. Drew. What's up, Drew?
That's a good name.
I think that's kind of cool.
I'm just wondering because you didn't name him Alley-Oop Tay or Storm. Storm. I mean, that's a great football name.
It's awesome.
Name. Like, Bud Golden.
Yes.
He's no longer an Illini, but that was a perfect name.
Correct.
You wonder. If it, I mean, that was his last name, of course, it's Gold, but Golden, but Bud Golden's, it sounds like a Heisman kind
it
of
does.
Name. There's just certain names out there in sports that are fantastic.
It's perfect. Well, in the 4 o'clock hour, we talked to Chris Widlick. You guys will remember him, you listeners, because he was the former sports director at WCIA here in Champaign. He's now in Indianapolis at Wish TV. And we asked him about the situation and the sky is falling in Indianapolis with Peyton Manning. And I'll be honest with you, I was shocked. He doesn't know. He knows less than we do, almost. You know what I'm saying?
Because he said, burn on Chris?
No, I promise. No, but what he said basically is that the Colts keep things very, very quiet.
Which is interesting because their owner's out there tweeting all the time.
Right.
Last week he was joking that he was down in Hattiesburg and joking about maybe Brett Favre coming to the team. But I guess general manager Bill Polian keeps it quiet. And I asked Chris, I mean, are they just keeping this quiet, or do they not know that Peyton Manning, I mean, with that neck injury, that nerve injury, do you know if he's going to come back or not? Well, they signed Kerry Collins anyway.
Yep.
Reggie Wayne didn't exactly agree with that move, but, I mean, obviously a smart move by them, but you almost have to sit there and prepare yourself as a Colts fan. I mean, you've been spoiled for a long time.
And Peyton
Manning, I think Peyton Manning definitely has, you know, a handful of years left in him.
Right.
But at some point, he's going to be gone, or he's not going to be the same quarterback. So you can't keep relying on that. And I just haven't liked the team that they've put together. They've had some bad drafts.
Right.
You think of Donald Brown, the running back that they spent a first-round pick on. He hasn't panned out.
Mm-mm.
Joseph Addai, he had a good first 2 years, but hasn't been good since. I think they ignored what made that team great around Peyton Manning. Of course, they have the receivers still.
Yes.
They've gotten a lot of receivers. Pierre Garçon, Anthony Gonzalez was a first-round pick.
Yeah, but he got hurt immediately.
He hasn't been. I mean, they seem to have tried to put weapons around Peyton Manning, but I think you can find those. As
Correct.
Long as you get a reliable guy that can run good routes, Peyton Manning will get him the ball. They should have been spending more picks on the defense and more picks on that offensive line. It seems like they're finally doing that. They get Anthony Costanzo,
right.
Also got a guard in the second round.
Do you think, and this could be something to ask the listeners at 359-2255, is Peyton Manning the best quarterback in the NFL?
Right now?
Right now. Well, I mean, granted, he could be injured. Injury aside,
if he's
would you take Peyton Manning over any quarterback in the NFL right now?
If I'm starting a franchise and I want a one quarterback, and I'm not even putting eight, you got to put age into this, I guess. I wouldn't take Tom Brady over Peyton because I think Peyton can be successful anywhere. Tom Brady in that system,
right.
I think, fits a lot better. I think he could be successful anywhere,
but
I don't know if he'd be as successful as Peyton.
You got Drew Brees, you got Phillip Rivers.
I'm not taking Brees over Peyton. But I'm taking Aaron Rodgers over Peyton.
You are taking Aaron. Boy, that's a shock. Your man crush.
I do. I like him because he can get out of the pocket.
He's good.
He might have a stronger arm than Peyton.
Okay.
And he's been so accurate, too. I mean,
he's got
everything you need in a quarterback. And he's got the same amount of Super Bowls as Peyton Manning.
Well, give us a call, 359-2255. Who would you take over Peyton Manning? Or is Peyton Manning it? For me, I'll take Peyton Manning any day. Any day. He's my quarterback. We're going to talk a lot of stuff this hour. Give us a call on that, 359-2255. It's the Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
The new Connect FM.
Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. We stumbled upon a topic, and we want to run with it a little bit to see what you think. NFL's coming up. What is it, 9/11, right, is the date of the first game. And the question is that I threw out, because we've talked about Peyton Manning, who's injured now. Injury aside, is he the guy you start your team with? If you could pick any quarterback.
If you had one, the way I would phrase this is, if you had one quarterback for this year, and assume everybody's healthy, assume Peyton Manning's healthy, assume everybody's healthy, who would you take?
Okay.
359-2255, 217-359-2255.
I'm going Peyton Manning.
And I'm going Aaron Rodgers.
You're going Aaron Rodgers. Let's see what TJ and Mattoon decides. How are you, TJ?
Good. How are you guys?
Doing great.
Hey, this kills me because I'm a Vikings fan, but hands down, it's Aaron Rodgers.
Probably because we see him, TJ, killing our teams 2 weeks here.
Yeah, I do, and I see him. And you know, the main reason you got to pick him, and I know you guys will appreciate it, is he celebrates with the championship belt, and that's just cool.
That's solid. I agree with that.
That's high on my list. I think that's the best celebration ever.
I agree.
It is. It is. A buddy of mine, he's a Packer fan, and I noticed it about 2 years ago when he first started doing it. And then, you know, it just kind of exploded since, so we're taking credit for it. But he's a cool cat. He's a great quarterback, and he's going to end up, unfortunately, probably slaughtering my team and yours for years to come, which is unfortunate.
Well, and TJ, the thing that impresses me so much is how well he handled the Brett Favre thing. He sat behind him, was patient, and then he came out and he was confident in himself. Yep. I mean, he did that championship belt before he won a championship, but he ended up hoisting not only the MVP trophy, but the championship belt that the teammates gave him at the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's fantastic, and when you look at him, I mean, you know, you can't help but see a young, smarter Favre when you watch him play, because I mean he wasn't like that at Cal, and you know, with a quick release and the way he looked, I mean, he was kind of beaten down at Cal the way they talked about him a little bit, but you know, now he's just risen to such high levels, and you know, I'd take him over anybody. And the second point, great sports names, Dwayne.
Oh yeah. That's hard to beat Dwayne. Didn't he have a brother? He had a brother that played, too, I think.
Yeah, he went to Eastern as Bill Dwayne.
What was it?
Bill Dwayne.
Well, of course, Bill. I mean, that's an
Dwayne
obvious.
And Bill.
Right. That's the obvious second name for a kid. After Dwayne, you go with Bill. Hey, TJ, thanks, my man.
Thanks, guys.
All right, buddy.
Well, the other one I think of, too.
What?
God Sham God.
Oh, yeah, from UConn, right?
Yeah, and then another one, Georgetown Center, was supposed to be the fourth in the line of those great centers. Patrick Kaley,
Moore.
Ruben Boomche.
Don't remember him. Ruben Boomche.
Yeah, it was like late 90s.
Okay.
It was after Mourning was gone, after Mutombo was gone.
I remember Sham God, or whatever his name was. I do remember him. He was a UConn guard, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, I remember that. It's funny that, you know what I love about sports fans, like TJ? Is that he and his buddy are taking credit nationally for first noticing Aaron Rodgers with the bam.
The spread of the championship belt.
You've got to love that.
I do. Well, if you have any good sports names, what are the best sports names around? I like that topic as
well. I do,
too. 359-2255, 217-359-2255. Also, if you had to take a quarterback this year, one quarterback, who would it be?
Okay.
Who's the best quarterback in the league right now, if they're all healthy? Is it Peyton Manning? I'm saying Peyton Manning.
I'm still going Peyton.
I'm saying Aaron Rodgers. And TJ just backed me up. Aaron Rodgers. What about Tom Brady? I mean, are we not giving him enough credit?
Of course not. I don't know why either. Does he look too good?
He's got the life, man.
He does. I mean, he's.
I mean, not only is he a good looking dude.
Yep.
He's got three Super Bowl rings. He had three Super Bowl rings by the time he was 26.
Ridiculous.
I mean, he's got the best franchise in the NFL, arguably, right behind him. He's got one of the best coaches, but he gets to go home to Giselle. And I love my wife, and I get to go home to her, and that's great.
Right. But you also don't make $18 million a year or whatever. That's where he's got you beat.
Yeah.
Only in that category.
Yeah, because I only make $10 million.
Right, exactly. Hey, it's the Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.
Then.
And it's the Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3. The new Connect FM. We got a couple topics out there for you. One is, if you could pick one quarterback right now in the NFL, who are you taking? I'm taking Peyton Manning.
I'm taking Aaron Rodgers.
Okay, and it's hard to argue with either one of those.
TJ Mattoon backed me up.
Yeah, he did. All right, I understand. You guys are buddies.
Well, NFC North, the NFC North fans, he's a Vikings fan, I'm a Bears fan. Yeah, we get peppered by that guy twice a year, sometimes three times a year.
That's all
it
takes.
Just like the Bears did last
year.
You're
correct. You get to the point where you hate him, and then you respect him so much, you know he's just that good.
Well, and we're sick of it, because Brett Favre did it for so long,
yes.
And now they have Aaron Rodgers. Lucky Packers.
I know. And then now, and the other thing we brought up were sports names, any kind of funny sports names. So a couple topics out there. We're going to go to Muhammad first and Tom. Tom, how are you today?
Good, Lon. Thanks. You're going to have to help young Jeremy out with a couple of names from former Illini from a long time ago.
Okay,
from basketball, this just sounded great on the PA. Levi Collins.
Oh, my favorite player. I think, what was Levi? Was he here in like the late 70s?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he graduated either in 79 or 80.
Okay.
right around then.
I was like 8, 9, 10 years old, and when Levi would come in, yeah, you're right. I mean, the assembly hall would go crazy.
Kind of obscure from the football side was a guy named Camino Bell.
Yes, good fullback, right?
You remember Camino? I always thought that'd be a cool name.
Camino Bell. Now, who was the football? Was it Kirby Wilson and they had the Wilson flag or the towel? Do you remember that?
That one, I don't remember that.
Maybe I'm making that up. Tom, sometimes I make things up. Tom, good stuff.
Now, on the quarterback, I got to disagree a little bit with Jeremy, even though I'm a Packer fan. I think you got to go with Manning because I think he's worked with less talent around him in his career.
Good point.
I think he just makes everybody else better. And I'm not saying Rodgers doesn't. I just think Manning has had to work with less over his time.
Well, and I agree with you there, Tom. I mean, I think offensively he had a lot of talent. He just didn't have a lot of defense. I mean, he had to put up a ton of points to win playoff games, and unfortunately they didn't win a lot of playoff games with him there. But I think right now, I think Peyton Manning obviously could be a guy that you put number one of all time as a quarterback up there, John Elway, Joe Montana, all those guys. But I think right now Aaron Rodgers is just the better quarterback.
Good.
You think Peyton's losing a step then is what you're saying?
I think a little bit. I think a little bit.
Tom, I gotta work with him every day.
I know. Just don't forget Levi Cobb.
There you go.
I won't, Tom.
Tom, thanks, buddy.
Okay.
That is Tom from Muhammad. Levi Cobb, man, I'm telling you, he was a fan favorite for sure. Let's go to Katie in Decatur. How are you, Katie?
Hey, not too bad.
Good.
Yeah, and I have a good sport name, actually. It's my own name. I just, started taking up karate. I've been doing it for, I'm on my second year now.
Yep.
But my last name is Spar, and it's actually spelled like how you would spar in karate.
Nice! So do you dominate?
Did I what?
Do you dominate when you go into for karate?
I don't know. I haven't even been in 3 years yet.
Well, with that name, Katie, you're bound for greatness.
Absolutely.
It's just going to happen.
And what?
With that name, you're just bound for greatness. Yep. Katie Spar, you got to be good at it.
Yep, I love it.
Well,
Katie,
thank you.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
All right, that is Katie from Decatur. Katie, one day, I don't know, I assume she's not married. One day, she's just going to have to tell her husband, we're keeping Spar.
Yeah,
so
you have to.
If his name's Bob Smith, it's going to be Bob Spar.
Sorry, Bob.
Sorry. Sorry.
You lose
out.
It's just going to happen. I mean, Spar in the newspaper looks better.
Exactly.
In the headline, it just looks better.
Let's go to Adam in Camargo. What's up, Adam?
What's going on, guys?
Not too much.
Quarterback deal. I got to side with Jeremy on this one. Aaron Rodgers, I mean, the way he handles himself, he could just carry anybody. Right now, everybody looks at him as just one of the top quarterbacks and would follow him anywhere. So I have to go with Aaron Rodgers on that one.
It's funny that I'm sitting here like, oh, no, but then I'm thinking in the back of my head, I'm like, I'd take Aaron Rodgers in a heartbeat.
Here's the stat to back us up, Adam. Active players, Aaron Rodgers has the highest quarterback rating, 98.4. You know who's number two on that list?
Peyton Manning.
No.
Kurt Warner.
No. He's not
Matt Leinart.
No.
Dan Orlovsky.
No.
I don't know.
Tom Brady.
No. Philip Rivers.
Really?
Is number two on that
list.
He's
going to have a huge year.
With a 97.2. Tony Romo is number three with a 95.5. Then Brady at 95.2 and Peyton Manning at 94.9.
Wow, that stuff's overrated. Quarterback.
And then with the names, Lon, you'll appreciate this, Gary Gaetti.
Oh, yeah, from Centralia, Illinois.
Yeah.
Gary Gaetti.
That's a name I'll never forget.
Gary Gaetti wore the tightest uniform pants I've ever seen in my life. I'm like, Gary, seriously, Gary, get one a little looser, would you? Go with an XL instead of a large.
Help me out, brother.
Exactly. Hey, Adam, thanks, buddy.
Yep, thanks,
guys. All right. I know John Blaney from Villa Grove called in. Granville Waiters. A lot of our older, I shouldn't say older, I mean my age kind of listeners will remember Granville Waiters that played at Ohio State. The funny thing John said is he looked like he was 40 when he was in college, and I swear he played 10 years at Ohio State. I know he did. Let's go to Danville and Justin. How are you, Justin?
Oh, wonderful. How about yourself?
Not too bad today.
When it comes to the quarterback, right now, I'd take Tom Brady. But if give him a couple years, and I think Sam Bradford's going to be a monster.
Nice. I do, too.
Out of all the young guys, I'm trying to think, because of all the young guys that have come into the league, Matt Ryan is right up there, but I think Sam Bradford, and I doubted that kid coming out of college, but what I saw from him...
With nobody
with
around
nothing
him.
Nothing around him. I mean, he's so accurate. He's got enough of a strong arm. I think St. Louis is going to be good. You talk about your Arizona right Cardinals. I think the St. Louis Rams are going to own that NFC West in a little bit.
And when it comes to the sports names, two of the guys that they played together, as a matter of fact, at Illinois, and that's Victor Chukwudebe and Damir Krupalia.
Yes. Good stuff. Good stuff, Justin. Hey, thanks, buddy.
Hey, no problem.
Great stuff.
Some other guys I thought of.
Chukwudebe. Chukwudebe.
Nice.
We used to sing that. I don't know why.
Coco Crisp.
Oh, yeah, still active, right?
Right, named after this was, the cereal. I mean, everyone grew up eating that stuff. And then the other one I thought of that reminds you of being a kid, Milton Bradley.
Yeah, that's true. Monopoly?
Right. Made the major competitor of Parker Brothers. So
I love it. I love it. Well, yeah, did they create Monopoly, or was that Parker Brothers?
I don't know.
I don't either.
I don't know my games.
Let's do this. We've got to take a quick break. If you're on hold, please stay and give us a call, 359-2255. What quarterback would you start an NFL team with right now? I say Manning, you say Rodgers, and we're just throwing out cool sports names.
Yeah.
Call us if you can, 359-2255.
Give us your best God Sham God. He played at Providence, by the way.
It was Providence.
It was
not UConn.
For Providence.
Come on, Lon. Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.
Messed up again.
Bennett.